It's Friday, the 12th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. The Namibia Building Workers Pension Fund expressed optimism regarding the Namibian government's decision to raise income tax threshold, notably increasing the individual income tax threshold from 50 to 100,000. This change means many construction sector workers will be exempt from individual income tax. Executive Principal Officer of the Fund, Enwich Kadondu.
May well be worth it to consider an increase in contributions to their pension fund. Currently, the minimum contribution is 4% per month, which is also matched by the employer. We need to look at how we change and increase this in the interest of our members.
Michael Amushelelo and a group of young activists have garnered attention by occupying the government office park to draw attention to the country's unemployment crisis. Their bold action has ignited discussions on the underlying cause of unemployment and the necessity for systemic reform. Local labor expert Herbert Jauch.
Of course, going to a government office and walking in will not create the jobs. It will not give those people the job. But that was obviously also not to be expected. Instead, it is a creative way of highlighting a problem, and the problem itself needs urgent and decisive action. We cannot just pretend as if the problem doesn't exist and continue year after year.
Find the full interview on futuremedianews.com.na. The Namibia Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority has noted the emergence of specialized healthcare services offered through membership or subscription fees. These services encompass doctors' consultations, procedures, medications, and more. However, NAMFISA underscored the necessity for proper registration for entities offering such services, as explained by NAMFISA spokesperson Victoria Muranda.
This may include fines, imprisonment, or both upon conviction. Additionally, individuals or entities operating without registration pose financial risk to consumers who subscribe to their services or products. In such cases, consumers may not have recourse to NAMFISA for assistance in recovering financial losses or damages incurred as a result of dealing with unregistered person. Therefore, it is imperative for both providers and consumers to adhere to regulatory requirements to avoid legal and financial consequences.
Nkosindipile Xhakaza, the recently elected mayor of the South African city of Ekurhuleni, emphasized that his primary focus is ensuring the consistent provision of essential services throughout the metro. He takes office as the fourth mayor in less than 4 years, succeeding Sivoyile Ngodwana of the African Independent Congress, who was ousted in a vote of no confidence last month. Xhakaza, representing the ANC, expressed confidence in his ability to transform the metro, underscoring the importance of cooperating amongst multiple parties in the government. The United Nations Security Council members have criticized Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine. The council met following Moscow's destruction of the largest power-generating plant in Ukraine's Kyiv region in a missile attack, as Jody Jacobs reports from the UNHQ in New York.
Council members, especially those from the West, called on Russia to immediately cease its targeting of civilian infrastructure and comply with its obligations under international humanitarian law. The conflict, which is now in its second year, has already claimed the lives of over 10,000 civilians, resulting in a humanitarian crisis. The U.S.'s Robert Hoods.
We are not only witnessing a war of aggression and conquest, we are witnessing a callous and well-documented assault on international law and the tenets of common humanity.
There were no casualties reported from Thursday's attacks and also no power cuts in Ukraine's capital Kyiv. But Russia has once again blamed the West for enabling Ukraine to fight Russia, claiming the West turns a blind eye to Kyiv's atrocities against it. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.